Kaka.
Thank you to Gabe Wolter for our Squawk of the Month. Shout out to the middle school. I am Isabel Folland, and welcome to our March Hawk Talk. For spring break, I plan on working on scholarships and sleeping, but if I'm being honest, I'll probably just mostly sleep.
I plan on hopefully doing a lot of working and also sleeping.
I am going to Louisiana with my family.
I'm swimming at the regional championship in Des Moines.
I don't have plans yet.
I'm probably going to be working.
And now here's Rachel with our school events for the month of March.
On March 7th through the 11th is the state boys basketball tournament. On March 8th is the middle school honor choir in Underwood. On March 8th, the juniors are taking the ACT. On March 9th, there is a school board meeting, and it is also the last day of the third quarter. On March 10th is the NHS inductions. On March 12th is the individual state speech. On March 14th is the Rolling Valley Conference Band Festival. On March 16th through the 18th is spring break. On March 25th through the 26th is the spring play. And on March 29th through the 30th is the senior music trip.
And now we have our question of the month. Each month we'll have a question to ask and debate. If you have an opinion or an idea on this month's question, email me at isabelfolland@w-harrison.k12.ie.us and we might use yours. Month of March, question of the month. What is the biggest red flag a person can have? For me, a very big red flag is when a person does not do the like bunny loop, like tie their shoes and they tie it in like the weird way. Have you ever seen like people they take like two, like my brother does
it. Doesn't this. Even work like that. I've literally tried it.
They take like two loops and then they like tie
it. Doesn't yeah, work. That's messed up.
Literally, I don't that even know how real it works. That, but yeah, that's messed up.
What if are I they ever teaching you, these kids nowadays?
And then I ask like, Keenan doesn't even know how to tie his shoes like any other way. Like calling out Keenan Folland on the podcast right now. He literally I don't understand.
When you don't know how to blow your nose, my brother literally did not know how to blow his nose in like 5 years.
I don't know how to blow my nose either.
We're just exposing
it. Okay, so things that are green. Green apple flavored candy, red flag. As if well has said before, green olives, red flag.
Shut up.
If your preference is green grapes, red flag.
Shut literally up. I agree no. with that.
I feel like the green grapes are like low-key crunchier though. Like,
no, they're too sour.
If you get a good red or black grape, it is crunchy.
Black?
It is good. Black
grapes are so good. Yeah, red if you think oh grapes God. Are black, red flag.
No, there are black grapes. I work at a grocery store.
Yes, that's why I couldn't tell you that.
Okay. Oh gosh. Any other red
my
flags?
My red flag, okay, adding on to Kira's flavor thing, if you like grape flavored things, like, you're just disturbing. Like, grape flavored things.
Jolly Ranchers are so gross. Oh,
it's so
if
weird.
If that's like your favorite flavor, then what is wrong with you?
Yeah, if that's like literally. Your favorite, like, I like grape flavored stuff, but I would never say
or like
if you drink grape juice for fun.
Or like flavored. Flavored pop, like Crush and like stuff like that grosses me out. So
I love
I have
Crush.
To be like in the mood.
Okay,
for
if you're gonna drink Crush though, it's orange or strawberry, not grape.
Yes.
Ew,
yeah,
just orange.
That's
orange.
Gross.
Orange.
Either way, it's just gross.
Gross.
Or if you drink diet soda, you're done.
Bro,
come at me, come at me. Diet Coke is my water.
Also adding Gunnar Stoltz because he drinks is Diet Pepsi and that's nasty.
Oh,
Diet
Pepsi is gross. I feel like Diet Pop is like sweeter.
No, it's just got more spice.
No,
people that drink primarily white milk. Just like
milk. People that drink milk
yeah.
in general.
I'm
not disgusting.
Just milk
milk drinkers,
day.
Red
if you
flag.
Enjoy milk,
okay,
you're done.
But white milk. White milk.
I drink white milk.
Milk?
Like
people
milk
who say milk who say milk. Milk.
Or Warsh.
Milk.
Also
Major.
Adding Gunnar Stoltz.
Warsh.
Say Major. He does say Warsh. He's like
Warsh.
A little grandpa.
Okay, people who are like gym rats that come up to you in the gym and are like, you're doing that wrong.
I would say I could relate, but I don't go to the gym.
I used to go to the Y and there were people who were like, you're doing that wrong.
Ew, not at the YMCA. Oh my gosh. I would be a gym rat, not at the YMCA.
I have PTSD from like the little middle school games.
No.
And like sports games we used to play there.
At the Y.
Yeah.
Literally. I'm such a baller. Too. I used to ball up at the YMCA.
red flag, if your student section is really annoying, you're done.
At us. At
other schools.
At me.
Okay, the student sections that literally bully the other student section.
I agree. That's kind of
Yeah, fun. Saturday, we're coming for you, AHSCW, so.
They're not going to listen to this podcast.
By the time
this
podcast has come out, this will have already happened. We'll let you know next month how it went.
Yeah, exactly.
So, go boys.
Yep. Go Dogs.
Period. Go Vultures.
So, after ending the clip of our debate, we got to talking about more red flags and decided we wanted to come back on and talk about more. Maddie, you had some red flags you'd like to speak about?
Yeah, I actually do. So, if you eat chicken or any type of meat without ketchup or ranch or sauce, you are such a weirdo.
Ranch? Chicken
You're
with
weird.
Ranch.
You've never had
chicken
that.
What?
Chicken with ranch.
Are you flaming chicken with ranch?
Maybe on, are we talking about, on, a sandwich or something? Or, just a chicken
nuggets
and with ranch?
Both.
Chicken nuggets?
Nuggets.
Yes.
Look, nuggets, you have to have
chicken sandwich?
Chicken is chicken.
Chicken,
honey.
No.
Chicken is chicken.
What do you
just eat it? No, Maddie, there's breaded, there's fried, there's grilled.
But it's all good with ranch. Everything's good with ranch.
Nothing is good with ranch.
Well, Rachel freaking doesn't like ketchup, so.
I don't either.
Ketchup
is bad.
It's a red flag for me.
The only thing with tomato that is good is marinara.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's fair.
Eat pineapple on your pizza, though?
If you don't?
Red flag.
Pineapple?
Or meat lovers? That is disgusting.
Okay, meat lovers.
Supreme pizza is bottom of
anything viral. But cheese or pepperoni, you're done.
Plain cheese is a red flag.
You know what?
If you only plain cheese.
No toppings on your pizza.
No, because sometimes I take the cheese off my pizza and just eat the sauce.
Why?
If you don't like stuffed crust, that's a red flag.
Yeah. I love stuffed crust.
I love stuffed crust.
So
I don't know. It's a lot of cheese for my
but it's good.
Intolerance, you
know? God.
Can I have one?
Oh, if you have a fake weave at Maddie.
You know what? Not everyone was blessed with beautiful locks of gorgeous blonde hair.
Thanks.
Thanks.
It was the most backhanded compliment ever.
It was.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we have Kenna with this month's sports report.
Congratulations to the boys basketball team on qualifying for state with their win over AHSTW Avoca. The final score of the game was 59-55. The boys will play in the state basketball tournament on Monday, March 7th at 3:45 p.m. at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. They will play Rems and St. Mary's. If they advance, they will play the winner of the Northland versus North Mahaska game on Wednesday, March 9th at 7:15 p.m. Tickets can be purchased on the IHSAA website. There is also a link on the school's Facebook page. Tickets say they are for the 10:30 a.m. session, but they are good for all day. According to the IHSAA website, the visiting team will sit on the side opposite of the scorers table and the home team will sit on the side behind the scorers table. At the time of recording, we believe we'll be the visitors for the first game. Keep an eye out on Facebook and Instagram for more information.
And that is it for this month's Hawk Talk. Thank you, as always, for listening. Don't forget to follow our Instagram at @WHHawkTalk and look out for our April podcast that should come out at the end of March. Thank you for listening.
Stay bound!